Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And first time Astros are back at Kauffman Stadium since the postseason last year, the League Division Series. Games 1, 2, and 5 were here. And obviously it didn't turn out the way the Astros would have liked, but I'm sure you guys remember the intensity and the electric atmosphere for the games here.
Yeah, it's hard not to think about that when you come in this building again with the electrifying atmosphere of the defending world champions. You know, certainly great memories from a really competitive series last season. We've played them tough virtually every series, you know, while I've been here with the Astros. And, you know, obviously we didn't end as well as we wanted it to. We have a lot of respect for what they've done. You know, I know they respect the way we go about our business. So it should set up for another really good series with two good teams.
How much do you buy into momentum? And I ask that because, you know, you just had a really good homestand, won the last five games of that homestand, went 5-1, and going into a tough series against a really good team in the Royals, how much do you think momentum matters?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it ebbs and flows. You know, going on the road, it changes things. Having an off day, it changes things. You know, I'd like to think that our guys are confident coming into this game. We've gotten rested up a little bit with some of the off days, but I just think we've been playing really good baseball for a while now, so the momentum of winning games is nice. The streaks are nice. Everybody talks about it. But how we're going to approach this series is just continue to try to play good baseball and see where that takes us. It's worked for us thus far.
You know, we've talked about Marwin Gonzalez getting a chance to play every day, and managers always talk about when somebody goes down, when someone gets hurt, that's an opportunity for someone else. And Marwin Gonzalez, I mean, he got to play three games at shortstop in Tampa when Carlos Correa was out, and now getting a chance to play first base on a regular basis with Tyler White going down. And he does what you want a manager to do to make the most of the opportunity. So with the RBI triple yesterday.
Yeah, he stepped up and really taken advantage of the opportunities. And he's so valuable for me. I mean, the one downside of having him play first base every day is I can't really spell other guys at other positions. And I'm going to start doing that here soon because I do want to get Altuve a day off. I do want to get Correa a day off. And the better that Marwin plays, the more available that option is for me. So I'm proud of how he's gone about it. The season didn't start off all that well for him. He scuffled to find his swing and find his approach. And then as the temperatures warmed up, so has he. And going into the two-hole slot, it's been a tremendous step in the right direction for him to be an all-around good player.
We've seen Will Harris since he moved into that closer's role have two tough saves. He had the one in Tampa where he got the big double play to end the game with the tying run at third. And the game last time out against the Angels gave up a few hits and really one of the few times that we've seen him get rattled a little bit but still able to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to be perfect in any role. And Will has been so good for so long and barely given up any runs on the year that anytime he does it gives this sensation that the world's coming to an end, and all of a sudden, you know, he's struggling. When actually he gave up an infield single, a couple of singles, and a line drive out. So all's well that ends well when you're a reliever in that role, and you walk off the mound, you shake hands, you get the save. It's a job well done for him, regardless of maybe some of the traffic on the bases.
Ned Yost, the manager of the AL squad for the All-Star game, is the first thing you're going to say to Ned when you see him, pick Will Harris?
I'm probably going to take Will Harris with me over there and introduce him and make him tell this big behemoth of a human who's having a career year that – tell him that he's not going to be at the All-Star game. He'd have to do it in person. But, I'll talk to Ned. I have a lot of respect for him. He's been great to me, and we've had some nice battles in the last year. And as a young manager, to have the respect of the older managers and managers that have been there before, there's a good camaraderie between the two of us.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
In 1994, Jeff Bagwell won the National League MVP award in a unanimous vote. What he did in the Astro Room on this day in that year was extraordinary. In the bottom of the third, he drove in Craig Biggio with a single to give the Astros a 3-0 lead. In the bottom of the sixth, he hit his 21st and 22nd home runs of the year in a 9-run inning. In the bottom of the eighth, he hit yet another home run to give him 6 RBIs on the night. The Astros won the game 16-4, and Bagwell increased his league-leading totals to 23 homers and 74 RBIs. The only thing that could stop him in 1994 was his own union boss Donald Fair and Commissioner Bud Selig, who could not agree on how to spread the wealth and allowed the season to end in a strike on August 11th.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the second baseman for the Astros, Jose Altuve. get a big chance to play the Kansas City Royals right now. You've got a few buddies on this team. Always fun to come to Kansas City, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's always good, you know, to come here to play. This is a nice city to play baseball, you know. Obviously, they like their team. Yeah. You know, we come here to find a way to beat the Royals. They're a really good team. And, you know, I got a couple of friends in the other side, so I'll see this. And, you know, it's always good to come here and play, you know, go out there and enjoy the game.
It's good fans here, isn't it? I mean, they usually pack it, and they're pretty loud. Do you notice it?
Oh, yeah, really good, really good. You know, yeah. you can notice the difference between here and other fields. It's always packed here. They really support their team.
One of my favorite things to watch after some of the celebrations at Minute Maid Park right now is when you take Mariznick's hat and you run away from him and you throw it out to the outfield. When did that start?
I don't know when it started. You know, I think our first walk off, I did it, and then you know we keep walking. Yeah, we keep winning the extra inning games. So you know, I just wanted to do it to see what happened. If we keep winning those games, I'm gonna keep doing it. He's not really happy about it, but I don't really care.
And he's the perfect guy to pick on, isn't he? He always takes it the right way.
Yeah, always. You know, he goes after the guy that win the game. It's easy to take
his out. He likes to lead the celebrations,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes to lead the celebrations, so that's why I do it. And you know, I got a couple guys like Fires and Correa that helped me to get the hat and just throw it away.
I want to ask you about one thing in specific. You have 5 more walks this year than you had all of last year. Being much more disciplined at the plate right now, it's helped you. I mean, it's helped in your power game too, just driving some pitches that you can handle.
Yeah, I think like it's nothing that the big difference is like I'm starting to swing by the pitch. I'm not going to the home plate to take pitches. Obviously, I'm ready to swing since the pitch won.
Yeah.
But I try to be focused on one pitch. You know, if it's not my pitch, just let it go. And it's been working good for me. I understood this year that I have guys behind me that they can drive the ball. And if I get the walk, if I get, you know, on base, it's going to be easy for them to drive me in because they're really good players.
We were talking to Terry Francona, the manager for the Cleveland Indians, earlier this year, and he said, you're the toughest guy for them to face because they never know what you're thinking. You always go up there with a different game plan?
You know, it just depends. I think every pitcher will adjust themselves to you, and then you have to just adjust yourself to them. You know, you don't know what they're thinking. They don't know what you're thinking. So you have to keep your playing until, you know, they start pitching you different, and then you can, like, change your playing a little bit. Just, you know, all baseball for the hitter is about swing good pitches and get on base.
You guys are playing good baseball. A lot of fun to come to the baseball park right now. Feels like last year.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. I mean, I think this is the team we are. Mm-hmm. I wasn't worried at all in the beginning of the season because I knew the things are going to turn around like they are right now. And I know we're going to keep winning games. We're going to go to the All-Star break with a you know, winning record, and then we're going to show up in the second half, which is very important for us, and try to win as many games as possible and make the playoff.
There you go. That's Jose Altuve. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.